We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Mark Cabali brought to you by Bet365. In 2 days, the Steelers report to St. Vincent College for training camp. And not a moment too soon after this weekend and this season for the Buccos. Mike Johnston tweeted @_AdamCrowley after the finale of that three-game set this weekend, you know, where the Pirates got outscored 27-7. He said, "Crowley, I would enjoy everything else that you could possibly do, but do not revisit this White Sox series. This team is redefining the word pathetic, and they're doing a very good job of it. The only reason I would make mention of the Pirates again is if they make a trade that matters." So pretty much we're going to take the tack for the rest of the show of, if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. But I did say earlier in the show, there's a bunch of like internet rumors out there that Ben Charrington's going to get fired today. I checked in on that. Because I didn't see anybody...
Sources?
No, I didn't see anybody credible put it out. It was like MLB scoops, Mark. It's a bunch of no-name people without their faces in their Twitter bios. And I checked around, and it doesn't sound like that's happening, folks. I wanted to lend some credibility to some potential rumors, or some potential credibility to these rumors, but I don't think it's happening, folks. I think Ben Charrington's going to be the man in charge at the deadline.
That account is specifically annoying, though, because they get some things right.
Yeah, but you throw a bunch of stuff against the wall, you see what sticks, and sometimes stuff sticks.
I get that. And this is something that I don't think is sticky.
Well, according to the people that I've talked to, and I've texted a bunch of people, doesn't sound like anything's going to happen with Ben Charrington. He did his radio show yesterday. Trade deadline is in 10 days. So I think he's going to be the guy in charge, folks. Hooray.
Well, that's just a disaster. I mean, you're in a no-win situation. You're the Buccos right there, Adam. I mean, you hold on to him just for the draft. Then you have a guy who's a potential lame duck drafting, then dumping him. If not, then you're keeping him. So where's the upside to this all at?
I think you just give the people what they're looking for, a pound of flesh. Say that what has happened is not acceptable. Tangibly, I don't know what good would come of it, other than I'm guessing an interim guy wouldn't be allowed to make any trades, and I think that's probably preferred over Ben Charrington getting to make a single other trade in his Pirates tenure. But it sounds like he's the man in charge up until at least the end of the year.
Yeah, it's the concerning part with them is it just seems like they don't care right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you got rid of Charrington today, you would say, hey, at least we're paying attention.
I'm just talking about players-wise. Going through the motions. Here we go again. Here we go again. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, when you get outscored by 20 against the worst team in the American League, I think people can question effort. Performance certainly was lacking. But yeah, I think it's fair game to criticize them in any way you deem fit.
Oh,
let's talk about the Steelers, though.
Yes.
Camp in 2 days, Mark. Your summer's over, baby. How you feeling?
Summer's over, I always say, 4th of July. But how do you feel? I don't know if I feel good about going to training camp for 3 weeks in the sweltering. Is that it? Svelte.
Sweltering.
I know, but I like to say svelte.
Yeah.
Sweltering heat. But it is what it is.
We'll get into TJ Watt and all the things I talked about in the 7 o'clock hour in a couple of minutes. But now that that got sewn up, in that specter of are they going to, are they not going to pay TJ Watt hanging over everything, it's an intriguing camp because you've got Rodgers and you've got Metcalf and you've overhauled about half the roster here, but man, all the big time storylines seemingly are out the window.
Yeah, it goes right back solely on number 8.
Yes.
It's like for about, what was it, 3 or 4 weeks now since the end of OTAs, it was TJ, 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 and now it's right back to Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't be shocked if you get a more of a conglomerate of national folks to step through their way of Latrobe just to see Aaron Rodgers. I'm sure he's not going to be holding many one-on-ones with a lot of these people, but that's where it's at now. It's, can Aaron Rodgers play? That's, how's he look? Can he move? Can he throw? How's the offense look? But, you know, we all got baffled on that 3 years ago with Kenny Pickett. So even
the greatest preseason in the history of quarterbacking.
History. There's not. I mean, he fooled everybody. He fooled me.
He
fooled everybody.
I thought they were going to be 12-5. I thought they found the second coming, and it turned out they did not.
Yeah, I mean,
that was
so. So even if he goes up there and he looks rusty, I don't know if you can really glean much from that.
You know what? It's going to be exactly the opposite, and I don't know that you can glean much from that either. He's going to look great in camp.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the release. He's got the arm. No one's going to hit him. He's going to look as good as Aaron Rodgers has looked. And I doubt that he'll play in the preseason. Do you think he'll play even a snap?
I don't think he should.
I don't think he should either.
You're 42.
You really won't know until the Jets game.
Your entire offseason is based around having Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, and you're trotting him out there against the Jacksonville Jaguars on August 7th. You're crazy. And I think Mike Tomlin probably made that decision internally already. That I know what you can do, Aaron. Even if he does struggle during training, it doesn't matter. They shouldn't play him.
He'll probably get the Ben treatment. He'll probably get one full, one half, one day off. That's what they did with Ben.
Two on, one off, right?
Yep. And even one of the two was always, he's kind of going through the motions.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's a heavy lift for a lot of these guys out there. I mean, especially the veterans.
They won't get him on a blocking sled pushing it, will they?
I guess we're going to actually have to pay attention this year to that. But I would assume that he's not going to have to participate in that this year.
They didn't get rid of any of those guys, did they? Mike Tomlin lambasted pretty much the strength and conditioning staff at the end of the season, talking about soft tissue injuries, and they brought all those guys back.
They brought everybody back except the players.
Right.
So it shows you where... at least the organization feels the issue was with their talent, not with their coaching abilities. I mean, they moved off of who? Cornerback coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, right?
Yeah.
Sully, didn't he? Sully gone this
Sully's
year?
Sully's gone.
I know he's gone, but I didn't know if it was this year or last year.
This year.
That's it.
He came back in like a bizarre kind of role last year, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, they didn't want to dump him
yeah.
for him being such a well-respected guy.
And they made him the coordinator.
Yeah, one of those whatever they are.
Keep them around.
It's definitely going to be interesting, but it's not going to be interesting for a while because you got the first 4 days of practice.
I mean, shoot, man, even Broderick Jones, who's a massive story this year, you'll get a little bit more whenever the pads go on. You won't start really finding out about him until the preseason. Yeah. And I would
maybe
play the line.
Regular season.
I would play the line. I would.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're talking about... four of the five or second or third year guys, right? I mean, Fatanu, you can make the argument that he's a rookie. He's played, 40 games, 50 games? I mean, 50 snaps? So they're going to get a lot of their work there. I mean, I'm not much into, you know, individual stuff, you know, one-on-ones. They'll be playing a lot during the team drills, which I wouldn't imagine – once again, it's not going to be a heavy lift. You're not going to see a lot of T.J. Watt. You're not going to see a lot of Cam Hayward. You're not going to see a lot of these guys.
I wouldn't play Cam or Hayward in a preseason game, by the way.
I wouldn't even play him during the – but last year, you know, he didn't participate much – it was 2 years ago. Didn't participate much in the offseason, preseason training camp. It was like, hey, what's wrong with him? Why isn't he? Oh, we're just taking care of him. No, it turned out that he was banged up.
Banged up.
Yeah.
He got hurt in a preseason game.
Yeah, so.
I wouldn't say injured, but he got hurt.
You know who else is going to probably look fantastic? Caleb Johnson. He's going to look. I mean, those guys are going to look fantastic.
When I say it's not an intriguing camp, I do think I'm underselling it because Aaron Rodgers, in and of himself, makes this fascinating.
Yeah.
But I look around the roster, and you have a competition at wide receiver 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the list. They're going to let Jalen Warren be the starting running back at the beginning of the year. You know who is starting across your offensive line. You know who your number one wide receiver is. You know who your quarterback is. Last year, there was some doubt about that because Russell Wilson got hurt, and you had the talented Justin Fields. Defensively, you're going to figure out where they're going to play Jalen Ramsey and what their plan is. You'll get a little bit of an inkling of what they're planning on doing there, but you know who their primary corners are. You know who their two starting safeties are. You know who their two inside linebackers are. There's one camp battle.
Yeah, I don't look at that as a negative.
It's not, but it's not interesting.
I mean, you honestly can jump in and say, this is my starting 22, 27 players. How many players are they going to use on game day? And we're going to, you know, get on that moving train real quick here. There's no time to warm up here because we don't have to worry who number two and number three is. We don't have to worry if it's going who's taking more snaps, Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I mean, it is. This is it. This is my team. Like Hoosiers, right? My team's out there.
And I do think that that's a good thing. I mean, back when I was first covering the Steelers, back when I would actually go to all the stuff, Mark, and I'd be at camp, you're like, do they even have 53 worthy players to fill out the roster? This was like 2011, 2012. And I do think from a roster depth standpoint, they're in a pretty decent place. I'm not predicting them to win the Super Bowl or anything, but it's better to have it all figured out than to have four or five camp battles where you don't know who's starting in.
Yeah, well, I guess you have battles, but it's not starting battles. If your biggest concern is if Connor Hayward's going to make the team or not, you're probably in pretty good shape.
I don't think that would be their biggest concern, but yes.
I meant concern as in roster-wise and battle-wise. Sure, there's going to be. Who's going to be the – is Corey Trice going to be that number four guy, or is, you know, James Pierre going to be that guy? Who's going to – honestly, I mean, I've been saying this for a while now. I mean, this team is – I think Omar and Tomlin and whoever put together a pretty solid team, but a lot of it's – we say hinges on Broderick Jones. I think a lot of that hinges on that interior defensive line.
Yes.
You got Hayward, who's 36, 37. You have a rookie, and how good he might be, he's a rookie. And you got Benton, who really didn't take that step forward. Then what do you got? Right?
I'm
with
you.
Some Logan Lees. You got some YA Blacks. You got some, I can't even pronounce his name, from New England, whatever.
Yes.
Yes, that guy.
I'm not going to try it either, yeah.
But what do you have? I mean, that's an issue. Imagine if somebody actually gets banged up a little bit.
Imagine if T.J. Watt, or excuse me, if Cam Hayward regresses eventually, finally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen at some point. And, yeah, they'd be in a big world of hurt there. And lest we forget, they gave up 299 rushing yards the last time they took the football field.
Forget that. They felt obligated or comfortable enough to run the ball 50 times against them too, and most of them were between the tackles, and you wonder why TJ Watt wasn't getting any numbers, because they're running between the guards all day 50 times.
Well, let's get to TJ Watt coming up next. I made a statement in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm going to make the same statement to you, and we'll see whether you agree or disagree, though I already think I know where you're going to come down on this. That's coming up next.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Mark Cavalli with us, kindly enough to be with us until the end of the show. So 2 full hours of Pat McAfee's Steelers Insider. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Before we get into the TJ Watt side of things here, you're sleeping in socks now, Mark, and you're tweeting about it?
See, I think socks are very underrated. And, I never used to be a sock guy, but once you start wearing them to bed, it's like, you know, you get a nice, snug, tight fit. Very nice.
I need to let my dogs bark, man. In fact, the first thing I do when I get home in the summertime, like when I'm trying to relax, I'll put on a pair of sweats and I'll rip the socks right off.
Yeah.
I mean, barefoot.
I think this might have had something to do with the multiple Achilles that I just kept socks
could
on
be.
All the time. Then you get used to it. You know, when I hurt my shoulder way back when, I had to switch from righty to lefty, if you know what I mean. Now I can't go back righty. So sometimes you get into, you know what I'm saying?
Am I inferring what you wanted me to there?
Well, I'm just saying how it is. Sometimes you.
Mark, what the hell?
Sometimes you get into a groove that you can't just get out of, and that's where you're at.
What are we doing? Mark.
What? I'm just telling you. I didn't say anything. I just alluded to it.
Mark.
What? What, you dump me or something?
No, I'm totally stunned that you went that blue.
Well, the point is...
My God!
Is once you change your habits and you get used to it, it's hard to go back to your original habit. Like you. Like, I better not bring up smoking cigarettes or anything, or your wife might be listening.
She knows that when I was up at Steelers camp, I was chain-smoking cigarettes at Sharky. She knows that.
You ever hear that about that, Harry? He would bum cigarettes, but he wouldn't just bum one. He'd be like, "Can I have two?" I'm like, "Wow, this guy got some."
That was always my move back in the day. Like, "Hey, you mind if I grab a cigarette?" "Oh, sure, no problem." Smokers got to have smokers' backs. But I would always take it one step further. "Hey, can I bum a smoke?" "Sure, how about two?" 50% of the time, they don't let you have the one, but sometimes you get both.
Really? Do they just say no?
Well, they don't like it. Beggars, choosers. Also, if you ask to bum a cigarette and they say, "Hey, I've only got menthol, is that cool?" And you say no, you're kind of a jackwagon.
Can't you just rip that off? The menthol part of it?
No.
Or is that the filter? I don't know. I'm not a smoker, so I'm not quite sure.
Smoking's bad for you.
What do you think the amount of people who are actually smoke nowadays?
It's got to be less than ever before.
You're like looked on it. When you see somebody smoking, you just like give them a look like, what is wrong with you now? And we're growing up, it was like normal.
Now it's all about the vapes and the Zins and all that stuff. Texter, does Caboli wear socks at the beach?
Sometimes it gets really hot, so you have to wear them.
Wait.
I mean, the sand gets hot.
Yeah, so wear sandals.
Yeah, but then it's very hard to walk in sandals.
Well, wear those beach shoes.
You don't wear socks at the beach because the sand can get stuck to them.
You don't wear socks to the beach because you're an imbecile if you do. I don't think we need to break it down any further.
I mean, I was like, we got to explain why you're an imbecile if you do. Plus, I did want to mention this.
Do we?
This is how much different you and I are, because I don't think about cigarettes that much at all. Because you're like callous.
Yeah, you weren't a smoker.
Did you ever hear about that?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day.
Everyone smoked.
Yeah, you know, everybody smoked. You'd be walking into the hospital and there'd be hey, Harry, did you know
baby born and then you'd smoke cigars right there in the waiting room.
They used to smoke on airplanes. Did you even know that?
I knew that, yeah.
All right.
That was back when the Steelers were winning playoff games.
Uh-oh, look at that segue.
Now they don't. And TJ Watt in four career playoff games has just one sack. And so I said at the beginning of the 7 o'clock hour, Mark, TJ Watt, future Hall of Famer, but if he wants to be considered an all-time great Steeler, he needs to be much better in the postseason. Agree or disagree?
I mean, I'm sure I agree, but can we not bring this across the board a little bit? Does this still apply to a guy like Cam Hayward, who has one playoff win in nine games and has...
I think he's got just one sack in those nine
and
games.
And he had a monster game against Baltimore once again. Because of how they ran the ball, he had 10 tackles, but you're looking at a guy that was averaging about two tackles a game in the playoffs.
Right.
Does it apply to him?
I think so, sure. But he's not, I don't think he's as good of an all-time player as well.
But he's a guy that was the face of the franchise, the veteran, the guy and the leader, the guy's always out in front. So what I'm saying is, as the young guys say, keep that same energy, right?
Sure. And Cam Hayward, great player. Maybe he's a Hall of Famer. He's not an all-time great Steeler. Can't be.
I think. You don't think he's an all-time great?
No, I think you go through the 70s. I think you go through those 2000s teams. Ooh. Guys who've won rings, guys who put up in the postseason. I think we think of them, and we should think of them more fondly. That's not to say Cam wouldn't deserve being a Hall of Famer. This guy's in his mid-upper 30s, and he's still an all-pro. He's an incredible player. But if you want to be an all-time great Pittsburgh Steeler, man, you got to win playoff games. It used to be you got to win championships. They ain't even winning games, man.
Other than Mean Joe, and I know Ernie Stautner was before me, I don't know who I'm putting ahead of Cam Hayward.
What?
Who are you? Who?
You're not putting Lambert?
No, I'm talking defensive line.
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty good territory.
But you're going to start naming a bunch of other players at different positions. You take Troy ahead of Cam. You had Cam Hayward outside your top 10 in the last 25 years.
That's pretty hard.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's pretty hard, though.
He's outside of your last top 20. He's outside of your top 10 in the last 25 years. Are you going to tell me he can be an all-time great? No.
Well, you have to understand, if we're just talking defense, then he would probably be top three, right? Maybe even higher than that. But when you're throwing in those years of stud offensive weapons and the Hines and the Antonios and the Bens, and it's pretty hard to put anybody in the crack at top five.
I don't
defensively.
I don't disagree with that, but they're up there because they win. And Hines was a Super Bowl MVP.
Well, that's why Hines should be in the Hall of Fame.
Hines is not as good of a pure football player as Cam Hayward. Like, Cam Hayward has been among the best defensive linemen in the game forever. You could list a dozen wide receivers that during that time period put up better numbers than Hines Ward. But Hines is remembered fondly around here because he would knock people on their ass and he would make big plays in big games.
Big game player.
And third downs.
Well, then you look at that. That's Antonio Brown, too.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, there were times that you knew it was third and seven. And you're like, I mean, you didn't have to look. He's throwing the ball 8 yards to Antonio Brown. It's going to be a first down. Boom.
2010.
Every time.
One of the most clutch plays of all time in Steelers lore. And it wasn't to win a championship, so I guess we have to contextualize it. But the catch against his helmet on third down.
What was that? That was his rookie year, too, I believe.
That was two dogs, one bone time. But he had that punt, he had that kickoff return for a touchdown on the reverse against Tennessee. Yeah, I mean, even AB put up monster playoff numbers.
Yeah. I'm not saying that he – I just find it very nuanced, I guess.
Sure.
I guess.
And we're breaking it down.
To be able to just limit him. I understand he needs to have those wins to be considered a great – because if you don't win the big games like you said – you're not going to be mentioned amongst the greats, right? Oh, no, you just read a text.
It's a great text.
I could tell by the look. See, I don't even come in here all the time, and I can tell when you just read a text that's going to be ripping me. Go ahead.
It's not ripping you. It's ripping me.
All right.
All caps. Wow, I finally agree with Adam. No socks on the beach. 1 minute later. And just like that, you're back to being an idiot.
How so?
I think he has... problem with the way I'm talking about TJ Watt. I mean, you would agree he needs to be better in the playoffs. You might disagree on what it means for his legacy, but one sack in four playoff games, that ain't good enough.
It's not good enough until you get three sacks in one playoff game and all of a sudden you're the all-time one of the better ones. I mean, it only takes one game is what I'm saying.
You got to go do it, though.
I understand that, but defensively, I just don't sit there and say they have failed because of T.J. Watt. And that's what it almost sounds like right now. And
You're the highest paid player, I'm not saying it's all his fault, and I would not say that they are failing because of him. I mean, the problems are deep. There are many for why they have failed in the playoffs these last 8 years. But if you're paying one guy now like a quarterback, he has got to put up in playoff games. And hey, if he's the only one who shows up, you're still going to lose. But you know what? When you get paid this kind of money, you've got to play great football.
Yeah, I'm sure he agrees with that as well.
Right.
I mean, you have to be that guy that dominates, but it's hard for me to sit there and say that a lot of this is his fault. It's part of his fault, absolutely part of his fault. He needs to be better. What would you think right now is the overall feel of the fan base? 50-50, glad they signed him.
Well, let's get into
get
that
rid of him.
A little bit more coming up next.
Because I have a point to make on that.
I would like you to make that point. I'm also interested in if they really are going to move him around this year, so we'll get into that element of this whole deal. And the Steelers are spending more money defensively than any team in football. Why? That's all on the way with Mark Caballi.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Now people on the text line are giving me hell. So is our friend Mulsey, who quoted me Hines is not as good of a pure football player as Cam Hayward. He put that out there. Tag me in it.
Wow.
People are crushing me for this on the text line. I didn't even know that that was controversial. Sometimes I say stuff I know what the ramifications are going to be. And I'll know I have to mute a bunch of people and I have to mute conversations on Twitter. I did not know that that was controversial. Cam Hayward's a four-time All-Pro. You know how many All-Pros Hines Ward was a part of? Zero. Hines Ward was a four-time Pro Bowl. You know how many times Cam Hayward's gone to the Pro Bowl? Seven times. The difference, though, the reason why Hines is considered an all-time great Steeler is because he won two championships and got a Super Bowl MVP. That's why. And that's making my point.
Well, he has 1,000 catches, too.
Oh, great. So did everybody in that era.
He also had like 6 quarterbacks and 4 offensive coordinators in the span of like 7
years,
too.
Now, that's a good point. And some big-time run-based offenses. That's not lost on me.
We're talking Kent Grahamish. We're talking Tommy Maddox. We're talking Cordell. We're talking a lot of average quarterbacks.
Did you ever hear the story about how Hines Ward thought I grabbed his butt?
Did you?
So we're at one of those charity basketball games. So the Steelers would put together a basketball team, and they would travel to a bunch of different municipalities, and they would take on the teachers, and they would raise money for whatever charity it was. Awesome. It's super cool. Well, at Lebo, Hines was playing in the game. So we're not talking about third, fourth, fifth string wide receivers.
Yeah.
Hines Dan Ward's playing in this game, and he's inbounding a ball, and I was there with my sister, who was like 6 at the time, and I was probably 12 years old. And as we're walking by Hines, she reaches her hand out and like grabs his tush.
Huh.
He turns around and looks me dead in the eye because she keeps walking. He thought I grabbed him. I go, whoa, what are you doing? It wasn't me. Kept walking. Inbounded the ball. Whoa. I love Hines Ward. How can you not love Hines Ward? But he's an all-time great. Why? He won. And he came through in big moments when it mattered most.
But
Cam Hayward's a better football player. T.J. Watt's a better football player than Hines Ward. He will not be remembered as fondly, though, because he's never done it in the postseason.
Let me forget it. Let's go back to your Lebo days, you grabbing Hines Ward's butt.
I didn't do that, but go on.
We had a big conversation in the Steelers locker room last year, and I can't remember who it was with. Might have been like Spencer Anderson or somebody like
that. Were you talking about being a righty or a lefty more?
No. They probably, everybody knows that. Once you go...
Just
left.
Keep telling your story.
Well, the point is I brought – no, it was Broderick Jones. He was a big basketball player, and I asked him if he ever played donkey basketball. He had no clue what I was talking about. Do you know what donkey basketball is?
Is it a derivative of horse?
No, it's literally a – they brought donkeys to the high school, and you rode the donkeys and played basketball as a fundraiser.
You're kidding me.
Nobody knows – donkey basketball.
412-928-9370. Text us if you've heard of donkey basketball.
And I had literally looked it up and show him. I said, no, look, Patrick, it was a real thing.
So people would ride donkeys.
Yes. In the gym floor and play basketball. And it would be like a fundraiser type event.
That, A, can't be good for the floor for so many different reasons. And B, the liability concern is probably the reason they don't do that anymore.
I'm just telling you, there's probably a good part of your listenership here that is aware of donkey basketball, and they need to bring it back. Not really. I would never get on a donkey. It would be like...
With all due respect to you, Mark, I don't think the donkey wants you on its
own. Oh, you have to understand the donkey, man. You know what they call the donkeys. Those suckers are tough. They can handle anything.
Well, what do they call it then?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say or not. So
all right,
I'm
be careful
not
after
say.
Your
and,
last segment.
And Harry might not be paying attention.
No, he's locked in.
I'm locked in. I'm ready.
He's ready for the dump.
No, don't say it because I don't know how offensive it's going
to
be.
No, you know what the donkeys are called.
Oh.
You could say the word ass.
Okay.
Thank you,
it's
Harry.
Good. Thank you.
So it would be bass kitball.
That's actually the most acceptable usage of the word in this context because that is a synonym for that word. You can't talk about your butt.
Good point by you, Harry. That's why we pay you the medium
bucks.
Look at
donkey basketball. I don't know what this have to do with anything. You brought up Lebo and you're grabbing Hines Ward's butt.
My sister grabbing Hines
Ward.
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
So you asked if I think it's 50-50, people coming down on this Watt deal. Yeah, I think it's as split as it possibly could be.
It's crazy to me because I think we've went down that path near the end of Roethlisberger's career where no matter what he did, he stinks. He's no good. He needs to retire. He was never really that good. Then why all of a sudden you have a once in a maybe generation edge rusher, sacker, quarterback guy, got to get after the quarterback, that you want to push him out of town like this and just rip on him constantly? $36 million is relatively cheap.
For that's 41, but yeah.
Well, new money of $36 million is pretty cheap for an edge rusher of his capability.
Well,
and what were you going to do with that money anyway? Just go out and
I don't think that's always.
Let's go get Justin Jefferson. I'm sure he'll come here.
Well, I don't always think that's the best form of the argument. Well, they got to spend it on someone. I will say, it winds up being next year, if the cap goes where they think it's going to go, to $308 million. It winds up being 13% of the cap. His first deal, post-COVID, is 14% of the cap. So it's actually taking up less cap space. Mm-hmm. Typically, my philosophy is, if I've got good players, I want to keep them for as long as possible. The one helmet thing means nothing to me. If it was 4 or 5 years, I would have come in here rip-roaring mad because I don't think that ages well. And I think you are paying him for what he did, not what he's going to do. 3 years for me is palatable. Mm-hmm. And at that percentage of the cap, when you are not paying a quarterback, I can live with it. It doesn't have me doing jumping jacks. It doesn't have me mad. I'm fine with the deal.
And that's where you have to give the Steelers credit, because I know he wanted more than 3 years, but they pretty much stood pat and said, nah, maybe we'll give you more guaranteed money. What is 108 new guaranteed money? But we don't want to go past 3 years.
I don't think it's unreasonable to think that TJ Watt can play at a high level for the next 3-4 years.
Yeah.
I think you're fighting history there.
Well, Cam Hayward's fought history.
I know, but he is a unicorn in that regard.
And TJ Watt's not a unicorn?
I don't know. I think guys who perform that well at those positions that deep into their careers don't come around too often. I'm happy it was 3 years.
You got good players. You keep good players.
I'm with you.
If you, this tells you, brings you back to the Pirates argument. I mean, if you have good players, you keep good players. When you get rid of good players, you turn into a team that's going to lose 110 games. You keep good players.
Yeah, period. I don't disagree. I wouldn't have gone 5 years. I would have crushed them if they did. They didn't. They went 3. Evan in the car, you've played donkey basketball?
Look it up.
Yes. I actually grew up in right near the Baseball Hall of Fame, and I don't know if you guys have been there, but there's nothing around. It's all small towns. So charity events are always crazy, things like that. There's a small town called Milford, right by the Baseball Hall of Fame, and they play donkey basketball every year. I don't know if they still do it, but when I was around there, they did it every year.
So, Evan, walk me through this, buddy. Do you dribble the ball?
No, you don't. You have to ride. It's hard enough just to ride the donkey because no one knows how to do it. It's absolute chaos.
Do you have to sign a waiver?
Yes. Well, yeah, I did.
Do you have to wear helmets?
No, actually, we didn't wear helmets, which is probably stupid. But this was, 23 years ago, so...
All right, thank you, Evan.
I think the old PETA might have got involved in this, not really a thing anymore.
I guess that was 23 years ago. Luke in the car wants to chime in on donkey basketball, I think. Maybe it's Watt. Hi, Luke.
Hey, yeah, played donkey basketball. You have to wear helmets. You have to sign the waiver. But I got a better one. I'm from South McGuffey area out in Washington.
Yeah.
Right? Have you ever heard of Cow Patty Bingo?
Do go on, Luke.
Wait, something tells me that's perfect for McGuffey.
It is. So they mark all we had before we got our new field on grass. They mark the whole field off in squares. They sell tickets, and then they legit put a cow out on the field, and wherever it lands, is the way.
Well,
Thank you, Luke. Some people are actually suggesting that's how the Steelers draft players. They just write all their names out there on the field, and then wherever the cow poops. That's why they drafted Kenny Pickett.
You know, Adam, during the break, I was talking to Harry, and I was explaining my left-right switch of the hand.
I don't want to talk about that.
He got really, really queasy. He doesn't like to talk about it. So I can imagine what the cow patty bingo
Mark,
made
listen,
him.
You just talk. That not
Look, it's getting him upset.
There's not even a reason at all to say anything like you were saying, though, on how you were saying it. By the way, I think the donkey basketball, you should change it to ass baskets. That would be much more fun.
Thank you, Harry. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Steelers spending more on defense than any team in the NFL. Why? 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. So Mark clarified something for us during the break, which I think we need to bring to air. And Mark says he started wearing socks to bed.
Yeah.
After he tore his Achilles.
Harry's going nuts.
And then he talked about the adjustment that he had to make when he hurt his shoulder. He said there's something in his life that he would do righty, that he would then do lefty after he hurt his shoulder. Now, all of our minds went to a certain place here. Oh, and this isn't just me and Harry. A lot of people, we all heard it the same way. That you were not master of your domain, to borrow a Seinfeld phrase.
You guys are just sick.
The texters, I have friends who were texting me saying, did Mark really just go there? Now, this is not as gross, but you're talking about toilet paper.
Yes.
You're talking about wiping. We don't need to go any further.
No, Harry come in, and I'm like, what are you guys talking about? And you're looking at me like I'm an alien. Like I said, I think this is a you problem, not a me problem. Where your mind goes is just out there.
This is the argument I make. At least somebody, me or Crowley, one of us goes,
will you be careful here too, please?
maybe that's not as bad as we think. Maybe that's something. That's okay. That could be on the air. Don't overreact. One of us at least says that. We both said the same thing.
And the texters, again, they all thought you were barking up that.
Well, did you dump it or not?
No, I didn't.
Okay. No, because you left it vague enough and you left it open for interpretation.
But I just want you to stop because nobody wants to hear about that either way.
Well, once again, I had no idea what you guys were talking about during the break. I'm like, what are you talking about? No. Why would I bring that up? It's like weird.
That's why we were all stunned.
Even that's out of bounds for me.
The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. You ever hear of donkey basketball?
Off the rails.
That's okay. It's a Monday. Steelers are up camp this week, which is just terrific because the Pirates exist and they're not a very good baseball team. That's an understatement.
At least we woke Harry up.
Mark, do you think nuts? TJ expressed interest in being moved around this year. Do you think the Steelers will move TJ around this year? Or do you think he'll line up across from the right tackle play after play and get triple teamed into oblivion?
Well, I'm guessing time will tell, but you would think that all of the offseason talk that is at least in the works, but we've heard this before, right? Well, we'll move him around some. I move him around. Terrell Austin said, yeah, we move him around. Yeah, like one play a game. I mean, is it? I consider moving him around.
No.
You need to see it more. To compare him to Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett can be lining up anywhere he wants. You know, I mean, he has carte blanche. Is that what they call it? Carte blanche.
That is what they call it.
Am I allowed to say that word, Harry?
You can say
or
carte
no?
blanche. Harry doesn't know what that means, Jim.
So, let's see how much they do it. I think they will do it, but you're going to have to get into that.
It's the when they do it, too, that I think is important. If it's 3rd and 9 and you're up by 3 and there's 2 minutes left in the game and it's the biggest passing play of the game until that point, you know that they know what you're doing, so do something else. It doesn't have to be 15 times a game. It doesn't have to be 20 times a game. But there are going to be moments that I think it would benefit them significantly so to move him around a little bit.
Yeah, but
and that's,
you know,
what I'm talking about, those kind of moments.
He definitely feels comfortable on one side rather than the other side. So if it's in a big situation, you know where he's going to line up for the most part. I would like to see him have more of that Troy Minka early days role where you really don't know. I mean, if he sees something, let's move around. That might be hard for an edge rusher to do.
I think it is because – now you're leaving yourself open to running lanes, things of that nature.
Oh, you just flip it. I mean, if you see something, you say, hey, Alex.
I see what
you
flip
around. Or, you know, anywhere.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Even if you're playing Rover, he does that a little bit. I don't know if we're – but they're going to have to do something.
They also need to blitz more this year. They need to. They don't want to, though. See, I think the personnel moves that they've made would point to the contrary. I think you want to be better in press man. Darius Slay, a press man guy. We'll see if he can still run. I think he will be able to at least at the beginning of the year. And you can play him 75% of the snaps now because you got Ramsey. I think you want to play man coverage, and I think you want to bring some heat. Their corners were not good enough last year. Joey Porter Jr. was their best corner, and at this point in his career, if he's your best corner, you're not good enough at corner. Dante Jackson took the ball away, but he wasn't very good. Beanie Bishop took the ball away, but wasn't very good. I think that they want to blitz more. It's the only time in the last, 6 years that they haven't been up there among the league leaders in sacks.
Yeah, but
I think they were way too predictable on defense.
I think they're, for the lack of better terms right now, is a little bit too arrogant. They think the Highsmith, the Watt, the Hayward can get to the quarterback rather than bring in the fifth or sixth guy.
See, the way I've always, and I don't think you're wrong, I think that is how they look at it. I think what you want to do, and Dick LeBeau is the best at this, you've got great players, free them up for one-on-one matchups. Mm-hmm. Like TJ Watt's a great player. That's, you can't argue that. But beat a tackle, a tight end, and a running back on every key passing play of the game for 17 games and it not, and him not be worn into pieces by the end of the season. You need to set up some one-on-one matchups for him because he's whooping that right tackle if he's just going one-on-one, mano-a-mano with DeJuan Jones. He's going to beat that guy. He's not going to do it if he's got to beat three guys routinely.
Well, unless you're that guy, Rowan Gartner from the Ravens last year in the playoff game.
Well, you told me that was all scheme. But that's what I'm saying. Give him one-on-one matchups. You can't do it all the time, but they need to bring a little bit more heat. They actually did that with Butler.
Yeah, but they look at Highsmith and says, this is a 13-14 sack guy too as well. I don't know. I mean, that's one of the things you have to look at during this training camp. How much are they going to do this? How much are they going to show it right now?
I would hope that the personnel moves would indicate that they're moving to that style of defense. But you're right. I will believe it when I see it. Because what's the smart thing isn't always the thing that they do. All right, we'll get to the defensive spending coming up next. First, though, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 82. That's Stallworth. Low of 64. Not a lot of humidity out there today, so enjoy your time outside.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.